Second down and three. Jackson takes it himself. Looking in dirt, back and forth. Oh! He broke his ankles! Now he's got an entourage! And he's got a touchdown! Houdini! What a play! Yeah,
hello and welcome into week 11 of the Thunderdome. And John Hines from UL and Bennett's Bridge. How are you going, lads?
We getting on?
Good, yeah. Good enough.
Yeah. John, I was just talking to you before we started about the your American football season has just got off to start and
bit of college football at the moment, yeah, but inter-varsities. Yeah. It was good now, yeah. Got myself a touchdown, so I'm very happy.
Oh, that's very good.
Yeah, and I will run play. And I caught the 2 point as well, so.
Did you?
Very, very, very happy now.
It's a very successful season for you in fantasy and real life then.
Oh, I could retire right now. I'd be very happy. It was good. We had two games there last Saturday, one against Trinity and one against UCD. And drew with Trinity 8-all. It was, they basically didn't have enough players at half time to continue, so yeah. We decided to stop and then we played UCD and UCD hammered us 36-0, or so they said anyway. So, but they played their full team. We played our rookies.
Was that like kind of just a mini tournament then? Was it or what?
Yeah. So there's only three college teams in Ireland.
Okay.
And three of us play. We do it kind of. We normally try to do it every year, and it's just supposed to be a game so that the rookies can get a taste of football,
okay.
And then decide whether they want like full contact football and decide whether they want to play it again then for the regular season, which starts next March, I believe.
Okay.
So yeah, it was good fun. You know, tried out a few new things and got the rookies got to play in that and got a bit drunk afterwards. So not too bad at all.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you're sporting your Christmas jumper.
I'm sporting, yeah, it's UL Christmas Day today, so my Cowboys Christmas jumper.
That's class, I didn't see that.
Yeah. gotta rep the Cowboys at any chance I can. Yeah,
that's for sure. And John, your season's not going quite as well.
No. Very surprising, to be honest.
Who is it you left out of the lineup this week?
Hold on, no. Someone was on a bye or inactive. I think it was Hopkins.
DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah, yeah. It's a recurring theme, isn't it?
Yeah. It's just unlucky, honestly. You know,
John, do you not like call him up and kind of say, "Here, John, pull your socks up. Like, look at what I do, and maybe you could win some games." Like,
he's a grown man now. He should be able to deal with his own fantasy.
He actually messaged me one day saying, "Let's collude to win me the league."
No, I never said that. No, not once.
You better hope that Paddy and Alton don't listen to this.
He tried to give me peanuts for Dalvin Cook.
And where is Dalvin Cook? Still in your team?
Yeah.
Never got it.
Well, that's scandalous. I don't know.
I wouldn't want any stupid stuff.
We might have to postpone the podcast to have an internal investigation and suspend both your teams.
Suspend both your teams. I haven't made a trade all season.
No, well, I mean, if you don't make a trade, then you can't be upset if it goes wrong, right? Is that the logic? I'm not sure.
Yeah,
that is true. Yeah,
that's honestly my philosophy.
Okay, well, I mean, you've only ever made one trade with me, John, as far as I can remember, and it was a trade that you wanted to make. I didn't offer it, so.
And it was terrible.
It didn't go well, but it was instead it was one you wanted to do.
Yeah,
so. Your decision.
That's fair. Yeah,
it was Sammy Watkins for Adam Thielen.
So. That was a stupid trade, John. I can tell you here and now. What the fuck?
You see, I thought Sammy Watkins was like an Olympic sprinter.
Well,
and he is, but he just can't catch the ball.
Yeah,
I mean he's a. What's it, a superhuman lizard being, isn't he? So.
Yeah.
So. Something like that, yeah, from the Penelites org. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you got to get that on your team. Great. So, and I don't know if you saw the WhatsApp group today, but there seems to be some sort of late season depression descending on the league.
That's true. Yeah.
Paddy and Alton, and Mike, not so happy with life and how things are going. I suppose you.
No.
You've got one win more than them, John, so you're probably not as depressed.
No, I'm actually very happy, to be honest. You know, at least I'm not at the bottom, you know.
It's true.
That's good takeaway from it so far.
Something.
Even though I've left out like six players in a row out of every week, I'm still above them somehow.
It's true. It's true. If your team ever gets fit, you know, you'd be in a good place, but you might just have lost too many games at this stage.
Yeah. Oh, I might creep in.
You could, yeah. I think it is an awkward kind of stage, though, where, you know, if you've got three wins, you probably feel like that's it. You're not going to get into the playoffs. But there's a long way to go until you find out whether you're in.
I know the exact feeling. Yeah. I've been in the dick putt, I think, the last 2 or 3 years in a row now. So it's been I know this week 11 slump they're talking about. It's not a good feeling. It's not a good feeling.
Sinking feeling.
Yeah, it's not nice.
No. So I'm not sure what way you want to do it. Do you want to have a look at the games, or will we just have a look at the table and have a chat about the different divisions and how they're going?
I'll leave it up to you.
I'll leave it up to the captain man himself.
Right. Well, we'll have a look at the division. I suppose, like, your division first thing is you're both here. I mean, Sean has twice as many wins as the rest of you. that summarizes the division, really.
I'll let Sean talk about it.
Yeah, it's a nice division to be in now, but I can't complain about it. No, to be fair now, like, some of the teams are very good. I think being 4-6, like the other three all being 4-6, is quite unlucky.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest, like, you know, it's a tough league this year. It is very competitive. Yeah. Been a good one.
Yeah, I mean, look, Sean, only for you lost Derrick Henry, I think you would have ran away with the league this year. So that's was kicking the balls.
I don't know about that. I was looking at Darius' team. He has, like, what's his name? Alvin Kamara and Christian McCaffrey. And both Cooper of Cup. Them. No, I have Cooper Cup.
Do you have Cooper Cup?
I have Cooper Cup. Okay, I have Cooper Cup. Okay. Thank God. God, if he had Cooper Cup as well, we'd be completely fecked. Like. But his team is ridiculous. Like, absolutely ridiculous.
It is.
I was looking at it there the other day. DeAndre Swift as well. Keenan Allen. Jamar Chase breaking out as a rookie. Having a historic season.
If DeAndre Swift is his third running back. Like, so,
it's a bit disgusting. As well. It's insane. And he also has Odell on the bench, which could also do great stuff soon enough.
Yeah,
no, his team is... I if it does end up getting to a me versus him final, I will be very lucky to get a win, because that team is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is very good. It is, and he has a bit of depth as well. You know, he has the extra running back.
He does,
he's got plenty of wide receivers. So, it's very strong. And Kyler Murray, even though he's been injured, you know, Kyler is class. So, John, your feelings on the division or your team, or how things are going?
Honestly, it could be going a lot worse for me personally.
Considering, you haven't picked a team, but probably half the week.
And like half of my team has died or has had a fatal injury or something.
Yeah.
Every week, it could be a lot worse. Honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm starting some absolutely terrible players every week, though, so it's kind of rough. But I don't know.
Yeah, it's going okay. And Kev's team, I think Kev was feeling pretty good a couple of weeks ago, and he's probably lost three games in a row now. So it's falling apart a little bit from 4-4-3 to 4-6.
Yeah,
that's pretty rough. And to be fair to Stefan, he did win four games in a row, but kind of lucky to be on four wins probably.
Yeah,
lucky enough. Yeah,
I mean, the start of the season went so bad for him.
Mm-hmm.
It's always going to be tough though when you're joining the league and you don't have a keeper and you have to just draft everyone new. It's going to be a lot tougher. And to get four wins in a row now with a team like that, he's got potential. Like,
yes, he does. We shouldn't be too nice to him though, you know.
Them four wins were very lucky. God say you're losing the rest.
That Tom Brady guy, what the fuck?
Sure, he's going to die next year.
Yeah,
we need 1 year out of him. It'll be all right. So we move on to the bad division, and this is the division of depression or despair, where the Goslings and the Turds are only on three wins. I know I'm probably the one who enjoyed the win most, but the Turds got smashed this week by the Kittens. We should mention also victory.
Bet the Turds last week or the week before.
You did you? Oh, yeah. You did. And I remember, I think I specifically said on the podcast that's a bit of a gimme for Alton because you had a bunch of injuries. And,
I felt good.
Yeah. But Ian is up there again, and Ian looks like he's going to get into the playoffs second year in a row in the final last year.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. It's like fake lack of interest. It's paying off for him. He's like every day he's sitting there studying these players, and you know.
Ian's all over it. Ian's all over
it. Yeah.
And Tyga is sneaky, though. He's at 4-6. He has a decent team, so but he needs a couple of wins to get into the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at Zeke, and I just hate Zeke. Is it what happened last year?
I had Zeke
last year, and he just did nothing because the Cowboys were so bad. Like,
our offense was still good.
How are you feeling about the Cowboys this year, Sean?
I'm confident enough. Our offense is fantastic. Like, you know, new play call. Would rather Pollard in there over Zeke, got to be honest.
Really?
But, Zeke is decent and all, but he's getting, like, the 5 yards that the O-line give him, and that's it. He's lost his speed. He's lost the thing. I think Pollard wants him more. Give him a shot at a starting job. It might bring an extra layer to the Cowboys' offense. But, I think the Cowboys are playing extremely well now. The loss to the Broncos was absolutely diabolical.
That was ridiculous. What happened that week? That was unbelievable.
It was just, I don't know, they bet us off the field. Teddy Tugelov just knew what he was doing, to be fair to him. But, I know I'm confident enough now this year. I have to say, there's our passing game is good. Dak is finding Coop and CeeDee Lamb finding very well.
Such a strong offense with the wide receivers. And
then I think we're lucky enough with Trayvon Diggs, like, in the defense, getting like an interception nearly every game. Because our offense will always beat the other team's offense. So if we just get an extra play at offense, we're more likely to score. So it's kind of going to be that way.
Yeah.
I just find like Trayvon Diggs, he's good. He gets a lot of interceptions, which is amazing. But
he takes risks. He takes risks.
His coverage isn't great. Like, you know, there's been a few times where he's been absolutely burnt. Like, burnt to a crisp deep. Yeah. Absolutely burnt deep. But I suppose he lets him off a bit. The QB thinks they're open. He throws it, and Diggs gets the interception, which gives us an extra turn. So, confident enough now. Happy out.
Yeah, they look really strong. That division is crap. So, they're pretty much guaranteed the playoffs. So.
That's it, yeah. It's a good feeling.
It's good a year as any to maybe win it, Sean.
Yeah. My drafting the Cowboys players has actually paid off for once.
And if you lose, there's always that Cowboys Christmas jumper to console you.
There is a bit of hope.
Was that a gift or did you get it for yourself?
Yeah, my cousins gave it to me last Christmas. Okay. They bought it for me. So very happy with it. Yeah, it's cozy out as well, and for UL Christmas Day today, got a rep.
Ideal.
Yeah.
Do you have a team, John?
Seahawks or the Raiders. Marshawn Lynch team, whichever one really.
Okay.
I'm sure he's tired.
Yeah, but his two teams, you know what I mean?
Two teams.
Right, he had another one. So he was with the Bills at the start, but they don't count.
Was he? I didn't know that. It'd be
a great year to support the Bills this year.
Yeah, true. I know, like, the Seahawks have been my main team, but obviously with Wilson getting absolutely killed and Carson getting hurt his neck. He got a crick in his neck or something there, so he was out for 4 weeks.
Yes.
Doesn't help.
Fun.
Ross is back, though, although they were terrible last week. I don't know if you saw it, John. But,
yeah, they were useless. Yeah. They didn't even score.
Yeah. I think that might be the first time in his career.
Yeah.
They brought him back too early.
Yeah,
well, he came back too early.
Yeah, he was mad to get back into there, wasn't he? He was like, you know, let's go.
he was doing all like the pre-game, like his own game in the pre-game, like doing the huddle and all that stuff.
Yeah, he just doesn't score. And
he was on the field before the game, talking to fake huddle, and doing the 2 minute offense,
doing fake drives and stuff like God,
literally on his own, like
no one else around him.
Yeah.
Too embarrassed.
Getting back in the groove of things, like, you know.
He was doing this the week after he got injured. He was not getting back in any groove.
Really? Jesus. Wow.
Just being Russell Wilson. Cringy.
Oh, he is a bit, he is a bit cringe, right? He put up some photo after he got the pin out, and I can't remember the quotation or something, but it was something like "pin gone, just, time to win" or something like that. You know,
it's
like,
so, yeah, it's just so weird. I live with a Seahawks fan and a not Cowboys fan. He's a Seahawks and a Spurs fan, so the man is the most depressed man in my life.
I don't know, it could be worse. He could support the Lions, but.
Oh, yeah. But that division that the Seahawks are in as well is also insane.
Yeah.
Was it the Rams, the Cardinals, and the Seahawks, and some other team that's also balling out?
Yeah.
Is it San Fran?
No, they're NFC, I think.
Okay. The Titans are killing it.
It is the NFC. Apologies. Yeah, it's San Fran. My bad. Yeah. Correct. Do apologize.
Yeah,
I didn't realize the Seahawks name were all NFC.
There you go. Last division, the ugly division. This is disgustingly competitive this year. There's three teams on 6 wins and or 6 or more. So it's very look. I mean, the way the qualification works, you win the league, you're in. You win the division, you're in, and then it's the next two best teams with by winning record, and then the last team is the team with the best total points scored that is in there. So. So look, score those points. That's about the only way I'm getting.
Yeah, that is rough, actually.
Yeah.
Well, for you, Steve, more so than anyone else. Well, I suppose
it doesn't hugely matter. Like, you know, Dara is probably going to win the division, but
his team's so good. Holy shit! Like,
yeah, it's disgusting.
I can't get over it. Like, it's not fair.
We might not spend too much time. I'm quickly going to give a shout out to the winners of the different games. Paddy got a fantastic win, 115 points over Mike, and we should give him credit for that. He started Ramondre Stevenson and got 25 points off him, so that was a fantastic start off the bench. And he started your boys, Sean, the Cowboys, in defence, and they got him 21 fantasy points. So,
the right way to go. It's the one year I didn't pick up the Cowboys' defence as well this year.
Look away. And their class this year.
They're fucking unbelievable. Typical.
Typical, every other year you're slagging you off about it.
What's he doing, for sure?
But sure, look, you may not have picked up the good defense, but you know you're top of your league, so your division. So you're doing something right. This win for Paddy is the kind of win that can turn around a season from 3-7, maybe to 7-7. Who knows? Sean, a nice win over Tyke.
Ah, yeah, happy with that. Now I kind of got lucky enough; didn't have really a starting running back, but when your receivers get points like that, you can't really complain. He's balling this year, to be fair to him. Now Gallup has been injured, so when he comes back, you never know, he could get a few more less targets from it, but
it's CD and Amari, and Amari is playing hurt, so really it's CD plus, you know, so
the rest of them,
that's how I see it anyway. So it's a great win.
Very happy.
Give Ian a shout out. He got a tight win, lucky win really, over Stefan, 90 points to 81. John, you feel he kind of squeaked through there?
Hold on, let me see his defense score. It was a dirty kicker win, really. That's what it was there.
It actually is. His kicker got 11 points. He won by 9. Yeah.
Dirty kicker point difference.
They all count, though.
True.
And it moves him 6-4, and he's two wins ahead in the division, so it's hard to see him not making the playoffs as a division winner at this stage. Although there's still four games left, right?
Yeah.
So
the league is flying by this year, holy crap.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Dara, another easy win, 105 points over what's that shit team there?
It was probably me there, was it?
Cam Gazzi Pilots, 66 points. What happened, John? I mean, he played Matt Ryan, who got 0.68
points.
If you look at my bench, like, no one scored points either. Just nobody scored points.
Yeah, sure. We're not talking about your bench.
Yeah, no one on my team scored points either, which is also an issue.
You're responsible for picking your bench as well as your team.
That was just a rough one. Rough one and all together.
66 points, like, that's...
Yeah, you see, Hopkins was out, and nobody else scored points. And for some reason, they brought Russ back, so Metcalf was also fairly redundant in the game. Like,
I think all the receivers were redundant in that game.
Yeah.
It wasn't great. I would slag you off about the point score, but I think I scored something similar about a week ago. So we'll just move on quickly and congratulate Dara on his win. We have the Tigers. Did we miss? Did I not give my congratulate myself there at some point? No.
You talked about.
You missed Kevin James. A really tight game.
Kevin James. Yeah, I thought Kev was going to get this one, particularly when Robbie Woods did in the ACL. But as it happens, that led to James putting in Devonta Smith, which won the game for him. So so he must be thrilled with that. Mm-hmm. What's your feeling on Devonta Smith? I mean, he plays for the rivals, Sean. So, any thoughts on
him? I mean, he was the guy that the Eagles picked in the first round last year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He's a rookie, yeah. I mean, he's been playing well. Like, I can't say anything bad about him. We could have got him. And we decided, because we had already had CD, we decided to trade away, and that got us Micah Parsons,
yes,
who was also, he's also been playing very well this year. So, sure. Like, I'll talk about it that way. You know, he got Micah Parsons and a bit of extra stuff for it. So,
I mean, really, between the lines, you kind of sounds like, yeah, he's good, but we got CD Lamb, so whatever.
Yeah, not really pushed. We have CD Lamb and Amari Cooper, and Dak Prescott to throw him the ball.
Yeah.
So.
John,
as long as Eagles are like that, they're now not complaining.
John, are you a Cordarrelle Patterson fan, or where do you stand on him?
Cordarrelle Patterson.
Yeah.
He's a running back.
Yeah, that's right.
Really.
I mean, he's
no,
a
no.
wide receiver come running back. I mean, he's playing mostly running back this year, but
yeah.
Well,
I mean, he's been unbelievable this year, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Ankle injury. Looks like he's probably going to miss a game or two, although. Game time decisions this week apparently, but that's a bit of a signal for Kev.
So, yeah,
and I don't know how I missed my game, but lovely win over the Turds. It was nice to have such a lead at the early in the weekend to know that Ulton would be down the dumps from very early on without much hope for victory. So, you can sense the despair had been building up over the weekend. So
yes.
So yeah, that's it. John,
Mark Ingram got 19 points.
Holy yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, Kamara was out, so
yeah.
So what was I going to say, John? Give me a shout. What are Sean's chances of winning the league this year?
Quite high. How long do we have for collusion tactics to come?
Well, the trade deadline is Sunday, I think. So
okay, yeah.
This Sunday. God.
Maybe I'm wrong now. I sent around. I think it is, though.
Yeah, it's the 28.
I'll give you Jerry McNichols for Dalvin Cook there, John.
Yeah, that seems very, very fair.
I think so, yeah. Let's go.
I think trade deadline's probably a little bit late. Probably should be this weekend, but look, if we said next week, we'll leave it to that.
I think Shawnee has good chances, considering he's also living with four other football maniacs in terms of fans,
and do the guys give you any fantasy advice, Sean?
No, they don't play fantasy, they're just pure opinion. Like, this player's having a great game, but sure, they don't have a great game, they're not consistent. Like, so
okay,
no, they're not.
They're
good for the football, Jesus. No, they're very good for the football, God almighty. They know everything about it more than myself, like, but for fantasy's
a different game, yeah.
It's a completely different game.
And John's chances of not getting into the Big Four playoffs.
If he decides for a couple of weeks just to have a look at his team and win a few waivers and throw an old trade request here and there, you know, I have a good old running back that you might like. But if he actually does look at his team and put in players that are playing and picks up waivers and stuff, I'd say he would actually get out of the Dick Butt chances. But
What would you put percentage chance he's in the Dick Butt playoffs? What would you say?
In the playoffs?
In the Dick Butt playoffs. In the bad playoffs.
In the bad, sure, he's guaranteed to be there now.
Too late, John.
Nearly second in our division already. Though.
Yeah, sure. You know? Nearly second. Won the race, didn't it? Nearly never won the race, did it?
Nearly did, though.
No, he didn't.
Okay, and before we finish up, then give us your favorite for the championship and your favorite for the Dick Butt.
Jeez, well, Dara for the championship. That team is insane. It is just insane.
Yeah, I agree.
I know the Henry Sellers are on a good old run at the moment, but whether it'll last, like, he has to get out of the Dick Butt playoffs, number one, and then also, if he doesn't get out, have to survive the entire playoffs, which, I don't know, if it's just a recent run of form, I don't know. He's been put in a tough position. He's been put in a tough position, but I think a baptism of fire is always a good thing.
It's called for. I mean, at the end of the day, you just want to be one of the 11 that doesn't win the Dick Butt. So, I mean, if you have to bring in new blood every year just to get someone to take the Dick Butt, so be it. John, your thoughts? Favorite for the championship? Favorite for the Dick Butt?
Well, I'm gonna have to say Shawnee, because of the tactics coming in towards the end. No, I think Shawnee's team is just very good. It's like a 50-50. Well, it's more than a 50-50, really, because I think other people could win it because you don't know what's going to happen towards the end. Like,
I think when Sean had Derek Henry and Cooper Kupp, I would have put you the strong favorite. Yeah. I give Darragh the slight edge now.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I still think anyone can win it in the playoffs, but I don't know. I'm going to say Shawnee.
If I didn't lose Derrick Henry, I'd still have Jonathan Taylor as well, which...
Well, that's true.
Joe Mixon, hopefully he'll do something.
Mixon's very good. And if you can work out, if you can get John to give you a Devonta Foreman, it might be all right.
Or Dalvin Foreman. Cook is what you said there, yeah?
And John, favourite for the Dick Butt?
Besides myself, probably Stefan. Probably his team is just looking very rough, I think.
Yes.
I like to say.
I mean, I think Steph, yeah, sure, he's in a tough spot. I do think that Mike is just riding his bad luck. He's been riding it for so long. I think he's got to win the Dick Butt at some point, you know.
Yeah, but his team doesn't look that terrible.
No, he's, I mean, Saquon Barkley's been useless, not usable, injured for most of the season. So I suppose if he comes back and he's good, he's a good shot at missing it. All right, I think we'll finish up with that. Any last things you wanted to talk about or abuse you wanted to fling at anybody, or are you happy enough?
Not real abuse. I was going to make a suggestion. You know the way there was a lot of talks about keepers?
Yes.
And I know myself this year has definitely profited well from it. But I think keeper picks should have to be in before the draft order is announced. So then there's no kind of, there's more of a gamble as to whether I should keep my first round pick or when the draft order is in, you know, I was second pick. So I knew I could leave Dalvin Cook, keep Jonathan Taylor, and then drafted Derrick Henry very high. So I think that if the keeper should be in before the draft order is picked, so it's more of a gamble whether you should keep your top round pick or if it's a lower down pick, then you want to keep.
So I kind of agree with you, and that's actually what we were doing last year, but I think there was a fuss kicked up about it. And people wanted to know the draft order before they gave in their keepers. So that's why that happened. But I agree with you. I actually think there should be more chance in it because
I know for a fact I benefited really well at the start of the year anyway.
Yeah, and it is particularly unfair if you have a very good keeper, you know. And I think similarly with Dara, he was able to drop Saquon Barkley because he knew he'd get Christian McCaffrey. Now that didn't obviously. Yeah. Christian McCaffrey got injured, but he knew he could drop Barkley, and if he wanted, he'd still get him as the first pick, you know. So he could use a later keeper. So I agree with you. I think it would be better, but
that's just my thoughts on it. Because then it's more of a gamble whether, because I know you lose two rounds with your first round pick if you decide to keep them. Yes. So it's more of a gamble to keep your first round pick, but if you decide not to gamble, you're then hoping that you get an early round. It shouldn't be kind of a known thing beforehand. That's my opinion on it anyway.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, and maybe we should probably just have a vote on it. I can't remember who was that said it. For some reason, I think it was Paddy, but kind of that there's so much luck in fantasy football already that, you know, they wanted something that they could be a bit more secure. But then that doesn't make sense because Paddy had the keeper, so I don't know why he would have said that.
It gives some people extra luck while other people then, if they know their draft pick is a low one, it's kind of like it gives some people a real advantage while other people not. So much like they'll have to lose two rounds.
No, I think you're right. It should be enough to know that you're gonna you're using up that round pick. You shouldn't need to know where in the round that you are, you know. So
that's it. If I wanted to keep Derrick Henry so bad, I should choose to keep him, whether I get like my I'm picking first in the draft or picking 12th in the draft, you know. I think it should be, if I wanted him that bad, I should keep him. I should have to keep him that way, you know. Jeff,
I mean, suppose another argument would be obviously in the NFL. See, the thing is, because it's a keeper league, we actually can trade draft picks if you want. You know, I don't think we'll be doing that. Probably, you can trade them during the season or in the off season or whatever else. So maybe people will do that down the line.
It's very interesting now for our collusion tactics, Johnny.
Well, see
Ash, look, I'll give you give me Dalvin Cook for next year.
First round.
This is the thing, okay?
It's because, not collusion though.
It's not. So if you gave Sean a really good player now in return for like a first round pick next year, or a second round pick or something, or maybe a first round pick next year and the year after, that's fine. But you're essentially selling out this year, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And obviously you will greatly increase your chances of winning the dick butt, you know. So there are dangers in doing that, you know. But
you're shut for 6 months.
And I think if it were to go too far that way, where like, you know, towards the end of the season, everyone's just selling off their teams, we'd have to bring forward the trade deadline a bit, and because that's not really on either, you know. So, but you can certainly, I mean, if you think you can avoid the dick butt, but still kind of get some picks for next year or whatever else, that's fine. You can do that, or you could trade for a player that you know the other person's not going to want to keep, or maybe even play, but you might want to keep them next year, you know, something like that. So that's all fine.
Okay, it's interesting.
But I mean, you have said that you're going to collude with Sean several times on this podcast. So I mean, if there's a dodgy trade and Sean goes and wins, it's just there's some damning evidence on
here. There is no collusion being had. There's only talks.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Hypothetically.
Yeah. Hypothetically, if we were to throw the league and give Sean the win, is that collusion? Hypothetically.
Hypothetically, Dara might hunt you down and kill you. So.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay. Thanks for coming on. I appreciate the chat. And best of luck, Sean. I hope you do win it over that cocky optometrist bollocks. So.
I don't know. That's a great team, but sure. Look, anything can happen.
Okay. Take it easy, lad. See you, John.
Bye,
have a good one. Bye-bye.